Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hello, this is information. City and state, please.
Highland Park, California.
First and last name?
Highland Park Harry.
Which is the last name, sir?
I'm not really sure. Harry, I guess?
Okay, let's see. I have a listing here for Highland Park Herald in the Edge of a Lake semi-homeless encampment.
Brilliant! That's it!
Please hold. I'll connect you. All right, before we get started, real quick, Patrick, I want to tell you something, my latest obsession. Let me just share with you my latest obsession. And I think okay. You mocked this when I first brought it up,
okay.
but maybe you've come around a little bit. But I'm going to show you on the video.
Okay.
I recently bought a ukulele.
Okay.
And
You
know, here's why I got
That's
it.
That's cool.
Is because... Because we do the Friday night hootenanny. If anybody wants to join in and play a
Lovely.
Song Friday night, we just gather mm-hmm. together a bunch of people and people take turns playing yeah. for others. And the
Come
easiest
on.
Way is either follow us on Facebook or Twitter at Suburbs Pod, and you can get the link mm-hmm. every Friday, or get our newsletter is even better. So go to suburbspod.com, click on newsletter, put in your email address,
yeah.
you'll get our newsletter, which has a lot of other fun stuff in it as well. But anyway... I got the ukulele because
yep.
I started to play songs on the Friday Night Hootenanny on guitar, but oftentimes I would encounter a song
mm-hmm.
that were, you know, the chords were a little bit too difficult for me to play on the guitar, and I was like, damn, but I really want to do that song.
Mm.
And then I realized, well, I thought it's probably much easier to play it on the ukulele. The ukulele is an easier instrument to play than the six-string guitar. And so that's why I got it. And now I'm
yep.
kind of obsessed with it. I love the way it
right.
sounds. And especially if you're playing like a nice quiet little song or whatever, it adds a nice little bunch to it. So I don't know why I brought
yeah,
this up.
Yeah, that's
than,
right.
It was sitting here and I'm obsessed with it. I love the
you're
ukulele.
Obsessed with it.
And I can play for you.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I won't be able to do it. Recognize that?
Beautiful. Yeah, the replacements for sure. That's cool. Well, I'll tell
so
you
I'm
Jim,
working
I
that
hope...
up on the ukulele. I'm going to do a ukulele
yeah.
can't hardly wait soon.
I sincerely hope sometime in this calendar year you know, forces that be willing that we could sit by the water's edge and I can listen to you strum your ukulele around a bonfire
it's
of
great.
Friends.
Now, I still am working on some guitar stuff, too. So
okay.
I'm not giving up on the guitar.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, no,
but,
no, you can't give
but
up.
But you know how, like, when you're like, I wonder if I could play that song, and then you look
yeah.
it up and you see that there's, like,
Ooh.
Eight chords, and they are, like,
yeah.
you know, and they have, like, SUS and things like that involved, and I'm just like, well, this is, like, math now.
Right.
Now, so, and then you click on the ukulele tab, and you're like, oh, that's
yeah.
so much easier. I can
and
do that. Yeah.
They're all out there, too, which yeah. is cool. There's tons of those ukulele tabs.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's what I've been into. That's been my latest pandemic project, and I would encourage
Very
people.
Cool.
And here's the thing. No, in all seriousness, though, if anybody out there is interested in, like, you know, picking up an instrument and just, you know, being able to strum it and play some songs or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it is like a super easy instrument to learn.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
You know, if you're intimidated by guitar, what have you, get a ukulele. It's
yeah.
like, it the way it's tuned and the way, you know, the chords are structured, the fingerings of the chords are structured, it's really pretty easy to pick
mm-hmm.
it up. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, and it does. It has
that
nice, sweet mid-range tone to it, which
yes.
is pleasing. Yeah.
So there you go. All right. Now we got to get a ukulele sponsor, I think. That's
yeah, that's
be
right.
Next, so, that's right. we're going to start moving product here. So, okay. Now, this is actually a good segue here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
To our topic today, which is really just a call from our friend Echo Park Jimmy.
Yep.
Out in California, because he is a mainstay of the Friday Night Hootenanny. And anybody who comes on, if you just want to come on and listen, you can hear him perform some killer
I mean,
track,
he's
killer
like
songs
a god
on his Casio.
On
yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. That's been the most amazing revelation, I think, among many amazing revelations of that Hootenanny is how talented that guy is, man. It's incredible.
Yeah, really good. So he rocks the Casio. And
he does.
Like no one else. So great stuff. And but before we started all of that, before he got involved in that, he would call our phone line, the Suburban Party line, 612-440-1984. And he would call that and leave a series of messages, and that's how he became part of our show.
That is correct.
He's actually an old friend of mine. We go way back, but nevertheless, he's a friend to all.
And yes, he is.
and he just left some more messages. He and I guess some of his friends now, it's spread out, have called in. So
yeah,
you're going to hear a series of calls here, and then we'll discuss. And a lot of it pertains to 2020 favorites. So I think he missed the deadline when we were doing that whole series, but we'll give him
right.
special dispensation here.
Yes.
Because, you know, he's EPJ. So, all right, here we go.
Rockin' the suburbs, party people. Hey, I'm trying to get in on that free CD, Best of Jim and Patrick 2020. And I know I'm running out of time. I want to get in Echo Park Jimmy's Single of the Year. Very exciting. Music makes me high. Music makes me so high. A couple runners up. The Organauts have a little organ cover of I Feel Love, that Giorgio Moroder classic. There's like military-style drums, 60s wah-wah guitars, and a lot of organ. The Organauts, like Micronauts or Argonauts, spelled that way, I Feel Love. And then, this didn't get a lot of love, but Childish Gambino, it's because he was so cryptic about it. It was just an album called 31520, and there's a track called just like 4748, just some couple numbers. But if you've heard it, you'll never forget it. It's like, little girl, shut down the violence, very prescient. But my single of the year has to go to Run the Jewels from Run the Jewels 4, a track called Just with the S spelled like a dollar sign. It's got, you know, honorary member Zach De La Roca, but you know, Killer Mike has a great verse, Zach has a great verse, but somehow LP has this insane verse. I just want to read a couple of rhymes. Because just when your base is loaded, they roll a grenade in the dugout. I don't think we'll be left with too much. Hand on my heart and my mind on my drugs. Got a Vonnegut punch for your Atlas shrug. They love not to love, it's just that dumb. Lord, sweet Buddha, please make me numb. Just us dudes duck sitting here while murderous chokehold cops still earning a living. I mean, it's incendiary, it's catchy. A lot of love for RTJ4, but my single of the year, Just with a dollar sign. Look at all those same asses holding in your dollar. Get it? Hey, there might be some idiots calling. I opened a record store down at Echo Park Lake, and they're trying to take my mantle of Echo Park Jimmy. They think they can just do a name and then a city. It's like, come on, guys. So don't worry about them calling in. Oh, rocking the suburbs. I love this podcast. Hey, this is Silver Lake Larry talking best of 2020. I gotta thank Patrick for turning me onto this band. I loved a lot of music this year, but the purest, like, expression of, like, just musicality, just, like, take you to another world, but also, like, a lot of stuff. Not a lot of stunt cameos, but a lot of good songs. I mean, it's gotta be Krungabin and their album Mordecai. Oh, my goodness. I'm sure you know the song Time, You and I, but, you know, it's just, you kind of got to listen to it in one sitting, but at the same time, you can pull little tracks out of there. But There's everything. There's like Latin rhythms. There's like stuff in Spanish. There's like hallucinogenic moments. There's like hazy moments. It's like, you know, your listeners would love this top to bottom. I'm sure you're onto it. I'm sure somebody else has picked it, but Mordecai from Krungabing. Give me that CD. Geezers need excitement. If their lives don't provide them, they instead say violence. Common sense. Simple common sense. Oh, what are you bloody Americans doing over there? I can't talk. I live here. This is Hyman Park Harry calling in to Rockin' the Suburbs. 612-440-1984. I love Jim and Patrick. Oh, man. I assume somebody like Sammy or Sam will pick this song, but have you heard any of this perfume genius? I mean, this guy is genius. On the Floor. It might be the best song of the last 20 years. It starts out, you're like, it's kind of disco-y. I don't know if this is for me. He's singing about a man, mate. And by the end, you're like, I'm on the floor. Perfume genius. The album has set my heart on fire immediately. The only reason it's not my album of the year is because that song specifically is better than anything recorded in human history on the floor. My album of the year, if you can have two, it's the same artist, same year, both untitled. The band is Sault, S-A-U-L-T. I believe Jim or Patrick turned me on, or one of the interns, maybe Mark Neese, Scott, Parks, Stephen Routledge, I love that man and his picks. But Sault, S-A-U-L-T. And the first one early in the year, I would play Wildfire. It's, you know, kind of like that. Amy Winehouse, groove, chung, 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 chung. And then later in the year, a little more, a little more political, but I would say strong, but Sault, S-A-U-L-T. It's very hard to define the music, but it's just bathes you in the glory of their music. And probably, most definitely, if you're not counting in my neighbor Billie Eilish, the band of the year by far, Sault. Okay.
Howdy, fellas. Rapping the Suburbs. This is Eagle Rock Eddie. I got turned on to your podcast by a man named EPJ. Said I could call in for a free CD. Well, shit, I don't know. I know this doesn't really fit my personality, but I love that Fiona Apple and her album Fetch the Bolt Cutters and her glorious piano. And especially the song I Want You to Love Me. But probably album of the year, if not Pearl Jam or the Airborne Toxic Event. I like that kind of Springsteen-y sheen. I would go for The Killers. Man, that album's still cooking in my brain. Thank you, fellas. And I do listen every day. As you can tell, and I'm spreading the word of Rock Those Suburbs. Oh, yeah. Good morning, Jim and Patrick. David Lynch here, calling in with my favorite musical moment of 2020. Boy, I love everybody who calls in. I get a lot of ideas about music from you guys, but probably my favorite moment was your cover of Hash Pipe by Weezer with Bobby Padovic on drums. Wow, that guy can cook. Well, that's it.
It's 72 degrees and there's lots of blue skies and golden sunshine. And right after I do my weather report, I always listen to Rock in the Suburbs every day. Everyone, have a great day. Hey, it's EPJ with my album of the year. I thought I was going to be able to make a short call and get the single and the album on one call. But, you know, time it has no meaning. We're going to claim back some of the things we missed in 2020. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame concert, we were denied that. We were denied every single festival, Austin City Limits, the Coachella. What are we going to do, fellas? And the Heim Tour of Diners? Heim? That's number three for me. Women in Music, part three. The only reason it's not number one, because some of the tracks have been dribbling in over the last few years, like Summer Girl, Now I'm In It. The Steps might have even been 2019, but they're all collected in a delightful package. But I think the song that will live in history is The Steps, or maybe Gasoline. Very sexy song by the Heim Sisters. Number two has got to be... Two and One are both albums that are chock full of guest stars. I think that's what you got to do. If you're not Salt or Krungabin, you got to just make these just chock full of guest star albums. The Avalanches, let's see, who do they have? A ton of cameos. MGMT, Leon Bridges, Perry Farrell, Mick Jones from The Clash. That's probably the best song, but it's 25 tracks about how music makes me high. That is The Avalanches, their album, We Will Always Love You. That is a good track. Divine Chord, that's the one with MGMT, and Interstellar Love with Leon Bridges has a sample from the Alan Parsons Project. The sun in your eyes, the sun on the sand, the But EPJ's album of the year. Hey, I'm sorry about all those people calling in. Like I said, there's a homeless encampment going up down at Echo Park Lake. They took out the swan boats, and now there's a bunch of people who moved in. It's kind of like a deadhead. I spell it D-E-H-D now. It's like a bartering community. It's not like a skid row kind of thing. But it's definitely people without homes, but it's like they have their own community. Like you can buy food and power and charge your phones. And so I opened up a record store. And the best part about that, so I wheeled all my records down to the lake, and now I have a black market record store. But the only bad thing is a bunch of acolytes have started to surround me. I made the mistake of telling them some people call me Echo Park Jimmy, so now everybody's coming up with names. So I apologize if they're calling in. But my album of the year, real quick. Sorry I went all EPJ on your asses, but The Gorillaz, Song Machine Season 1. Damon Albarn has just been breaking, I don't know what I'm trying to say, breaking through to just different levels of greatness. But this album, it started out as a bunch of collection of singles, but he got a bunch of guest stars, more than the Avalanches. There's Beck. There's a song by Robert Smith of The Cure that sounds like The Cure. There's a song with Peter Hook called Aries. It's like vintage Peter Hook bass riffing. But it's 17 tracks, I believe, and it never gets old because it gets into, like, it could be The Weeknd. There's some good rap, but, like, more in that week, like, really pleasing Weeknd kind of thing. It's just, the treasures are endless. And some of the people you've never heard of, they're British, like, Kano, K-A-N-O, that show up later on there. But The Gorillaz, I like how he calls it Season 1. You can't go wrong with that. And with any Damon Albarn project. So happy 2020, RTSers, a good night.
All right, there you go.
as always, you're kind of left speechless. And if you're like me, man, you just hit the rewind button and go back and listen to all that again so you can pick everything out, because that was a lot of different people calling.
There were. By my count, I think we owe like 5 CDs now.
That's a lot, yeah. Luckily, we can just put all that in one package and EPJ can pass them out to those folks. That'll be helpful. But the esteemed director, David Lynch, calling in. I mean, that's probably one of the most famous people we've ever had on this podcast, and it's wonderful that he listens every day. That's so cool.
I know. That is wonderful.
it's kind of mind-blowing, really.
It is. So, and the only thing he commented on was the Rock in the Suburbs cover of Hashpipe. So
that's
that was good. Yeah.
Very interesting, too. So he must be, you know, a subscriber to our newsletter or Patreon as well, which is great.
Yes. I think intern Sam, who edited that video, should feel really proud that,
just
that his
a little
work
bit. Yeah, that
captured,
is huge.
Captured the attention of an esteemed director like David Lynch. But anyway,
the man who made What About Jack? So
anyway, I want to talk about what do I want to talk about? Oh, first, well, let me know if there's any songs that caught your attention that you want to hear. There's one that I want to hear in particular, but first I want to mention that the first band he talked about was called the Organauts, which I have not heard of, but sounds like a keyboard centric band, which makes sense for EPJ. But but he in talking about the name of the band, he referenced something called Micronauts, and I just want to say really quickly, I don't know if you remember what Micronauts were, but when I was a kid, that they were like they were toys. They were like action figure-y kind of toys. They were called Micronauts.
Oh,
and they were like
little
bendable figures. And I don't know. I think it was like some kind of space theme or whatever, because everything was back in like the late 70s. But I remember being a kid and specifically wanting to build up my Micronauts collection and asking for items from like the JCPenney catalog, you know, like the Christmas catalog.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Circling the pages. Yep. Mm-hmm. These are the Micronauts, you
the
know,
certain
accessories
ones I need. Yeah.
that I want and need, and getting those like from, you know, my grandmother or something like that.
Yeah.
Who had no idea what she was purchasing. But she did it anyway, you know, out of love. And so that brought back good memories, just the mention of Micronauts. But anyway, let's get back to music here.
Yeah.
the song specifically I would like to hear, because he said it was like the greatest song in like recorded history.
Perfume Genius.
At one point he said, yes, Perfume Genius on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Close my eyes. The dreaming, bringing his face to mine. Lock the door, the constant buzzing all through the night. The fire rips me all up inside. I run my mouth, I pray and wait. I cross out his name on the page. How long till this washes away? How long till my body is safe? How long till I walk in the light? How long till this heart is in mine? Rising full of his chest on me.
All right, that's pretty good.
Wonderful stuff. That's a really, really good album. I've been a fan of Perfume Genius since his first record, because I was assigned to write about them back when I did more of that thing, and saw him play an amazing set at the Hamilton of all places in DC. Huh. And yeah, weird place for him to play, at least in my mind, but you know, really, really good record. And I'll tell you, I was just looking here because I saw it on so many year-end lists. Just right here on the Wikipedia page, it lists 15 different major lists that it was included on. But yeah, Set My Heart on Fire immediately. Really, really good album.
That's great to hear. I'm going to have to pick this up.
Yeah, it's quite good.
All right. Was there anything else that caught your attention that you wanted to hear?
I just wanted to say one thing. It's fairly audacious to me that someone would cover I Feel Love, because that's like such an iconic, you know, like long song. You know, that somebody would release a cover of that. It's kind of nuts. I love the spirit of that. That's very cool.
Yes,
maybe we can play out with some of that, because
that's perfect.
The Donna Summer, I think, version was it goes on for 28 minutes or something like that. And so it's just basically her moaning. It's a landmark disco track. Giorgio Moroder.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. The Organauts don't have a lot on Spotify, at least. There's only two songs.
Oh, that was them?
Yeah.
The
Organauts. So we'll play out with that.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
That's perfect. So. All right. Well, thanks to everyone who called.
Yeah, especially Island Paul Carey.
That's
him.
Right. And there's a lot of good stuff there for people to dig into. So you got, I took some notes here. In addition to the Organauts and Perfume Genius, you got Childish Gambino, Run the Jewels, Congabin, Salt.
Yeah, exact. That was mentioned by a couple listeners. And I think one of us picked it as a new music for the month at one point. So, yeah, definitely.
Yep. Fiona Apple, The Killers, Haim, Avalanches, and Gorillaz. All great stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Very, very good. And I will say, too, I don't know if I wonder if Echo Park Jimmy's store has online ordering. It doesn't sound like it does. Sounds like you got to be there in person.
No, so. He said it was a black market.
That's right.
Yeah. Record store.
Probably not good for black market record stores
down
to be
by
online.
The lake. Yeah. The van down by the lake.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. All right. We'll keep the calls coming.
Yeah, for sure.
Everyone, the number again, 612-440-1984. Yeah, it doesn't have to be about your favorite music. It can be about anything. If you just got stuff to get off your chest,
yeah.
You know, you can use that as it's therapeutic in that way.
Totally.
You can tell us about whether or not you have bears in your region.
That's right.
You can tell us what you had for breakfast.
Yeah.
You can...
you ever had a
tell us stories about any bike accidents you
there,
may have
yep,
suffered yes
yep, totally
have you broken any bones we'd like to hear that maybe yeah oh the other thing people can do if they call in and play a little ukulele riff for
oh,
me
yeah,
that'd be nice
go.
We'll put that
mm-hmm.
on the show
mm-hmm.
I'm also you know if you pass the audition I'm putting together the Suburbs Pod Ukulele Orchestra.
That's right.
So,
that's going to be fantastic.
We get all those people together and play. So,
playing
okay.
at Water's Edge near you sometime soon.
That's right. All right, let's get out of here. Right. Starting tomorrow, we have a series of patron episodes
yep.
that I think people are really going to enjoy. So,
I certainly enjoyed recording them.
Yep, get ready for that.
Yep.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
And, you know, I think I may have mentioned this on Twitter, which is they haven't banned me yet. But if you had to lose one of your four fingers or one of your two thumbs, which one would you pick? And I went with my right pinky.
There you go. Yep. Okay, right pinky. Well, usually, you know, I don't want to get too deep into this. you know, for those maybe, you know, sports gamblers or things like that out there. But isn't usually the pinky the first thing to give you a warning?
Right? You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.